around the part of the shirt that you put in your mouth by your lips. It's like a person. The Rashi says, why? It's called you blowing through gold. Below the shofar. Because your lips is touching the gold, not the shofar. Some says like a chatitza. No, you're not touching the shofar itself. The mitzvah is to blow from the shofar. Your lips have to touch the shofar. So if your lips, the makam of your lips touch, there's gold around it, you're puzzled. What about shleib makam alachas piv? If the gold is further up, not near where your lips touch, then it's kosher. So Rabbi, your bais is an echlam, that's trying now Mishnah also. Kitanam nami masnitin, shleib makam alachas piv. That's what our Mishnah said, you're supposed to have gold around. The shofar doesn't mean all over the shofar. I'd rather the first part that goes into your mouth where your lips touch, that your lips have to touch the shofar itself. There shouldn't be a chatzitza, you have to blow the shofar. Just further up above your lips, that's where you're supposed to surround it, put gold around the shofar. Back to the shtei chatzotzes min hadodim. And Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, the two chatzotzes on the side of the shofar. For the Gemara, the trei koli minish tamoi, how could you have both at the same time? How could you have them blow the chatzotzes and blow the shofar at the same time? Since the mitzvah today is near the shofar, so how could you have to hear the chatzotzes and the shofar together? For a time you've learned, Zocha v'shoma v'dibri echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Zocha v'shoma by the two dibris. Nemru, Ma'ashein ha'peh yichol l'daber. What a normal person cannot tell us that. A normal person cannot say two things at the same time. V'yeinoizim yichol l'shmaya. And it's something that our ears cannot hear. So you see, our ears cannot hear two things. We're not able to hear two things at the same time. So the Chur Takasha then, how could you blow the shofar and the chatzotzes at the same time? The Chur, you're not being the kind of mitzvah shofar, you're not hearing the shmi of the shofar. So the Gemara says, Lekach, therefore the Mishnah says, Marach the shofar. That's why the shofar always a little bit longer. So it comes out at the end of the tkiyah, you only hear the shofar. See, in the kind of mitzvah by the end of the shmiyah. True at the beginning of the shmiyah, the shofar, since the chatzotzes is also blowing. You don't have a mitzvah from the beginning of the blowing, but at Kol Panim, you have the mitzvah at the end. The marach, shrash lekach marach b'shefer terutzu. This is the teretz. So Moses makes a diik now. The memory you want to tell me now. The chishama says tekiyah. If somebody hears the end of a tekiyah, the loy tchilas tekiyah, even though you did not hear the beginning of the tekiyah, like over here at the beginning, the chatzotzes was blowing also. You couldn't hear the shofar. You only heard the end of the shofar. You mekayim the mitzvah. Yotza. On the main law from this, we should hear the same thing should apply. Tchilas tekiyah. Let's say you only heard the beginning of the tkiyah, and the end of the tkiyah you did not hear, also you should be mekayim. In other words, the mitzvah of the tkiyah is enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of shmiyas kel shofar. That's what should come out. So Toshima, come in here, I'll ask you questions on this. Here's a lochom, toka berishoina. You blew the seder tkiyah, shvarim tkiyah. You blew a tkiyah. O moshach b'shtiyah b'shniyah kishtayim. Then you blow a tkiyah shvarim, then you blow the second time a tkiyah. Now by the second tkiyah, you are marach very long. Instead of blowing it for a half of a minute, you blew it for a complete minute, let's say. You blew a long one. The locher is ein biyodi alachas. You only have a tkiyah of one tkiyah. In other words, really what you're doing is tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, and then again you start tkiyah shvarim tkiyah. So those middle two tkiyahs, you have to have two different tkiyahs. What's going to be if you made one long one? Instead of doing two half a minute, you did one long minute one. It says you're not yoitza two tkiyas. It only blows like you did tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah. That's all. After that long minute one, you have to do a second tkiyah now for the new one of tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah. The kashra is on my. How come? Tisalak leva parte. Once you said this middle tkiyah that was very long, said the beginning of the tkiyah helps for the end of the last cycle. And the end of this tkiyah helps for the beginning of the next one. The gift you tell me, you makayim the mitzvah just for the mitzvah of the shmiyah. So you heard the beginning of tkiyah, that's for the last one, tkiyah, shvarim tkiyah. Now the end of this tkiyah should be for the beginning of the next one. How come it's no good? So my answer is here, there's no raya. I tell you, poshid, sukeh tkiyah for me, adod elay kaskinan. We don't divide up one tkiyah here. In other words, since the mitzvah was one long tkiyah, you could only be yaitse one mitzvah tkiyah with it. We can't say divide this tkiyah in half as if to say the beginning of what you heard goes for the last cycle and the end of it goes for the next cycle that you can't do. Even though you only hear half a tkiyah yaitzah, but to take this one long tkiyah and make two different mitzvah tkiyah out of it, that you can't do. We can't divide up one tkiyah. So now there's no stira. But if you only hear the beginning of the tkiyah, it could be you are yaitzah the mitzvah. Toshima, come and I'll bring another proof. Ha tekeh l'techa bor. If somebody blows the shofar into a ditch, or a teicha dus, also type of a ditch, just it's a binyan like a cave in the ground, or a teicha pitum, Rashi says that's a type of a barrel. Rashi chovius gedola. You blew the shofar and the shofar was facing into the big barrel. Is alochom in kol shofar shama yotze. If you hear the kol of the shofar, you hear the voice of the shofar yotze. The in kol avora shama lo yotze. If you only hear the echo, you don't hear the actual kol. Only the echo that comes out, you're not yotze. Is a kashra mai. How come you're not yotze if you hear the echo? Is leipak betchilas kia memak medlaze kolo. Before you start hearing the echo, you start hearing the double voice. First, you only hear one voice. And at the beginning, for sure, you hear the tkiyah. True, you don't hear the whole tkiyah, because in the middle already gets mixed up the echo, you don't hear the whole tkiyah. But at the beginning, you heard clearly the tkiyah. So you're telling me now you hear a mixed up tkiyah. You're making the mitzvah, so what's wrong with hearing an echo? Before you heard the echo, you heard the beginning of the tkiyah, you should be yaitza. So who is arriving from here that a tkiyah means you have to hear the whole tkiyah. That's the locha. You have to hear a shir from the beginning to the end. You have to hear the shir of the tkiyah. And you can't only hear the beginning or the end. So then we have the question now, since you have the chatzaitz was blowing, while they blew the shofar, l'chura you can't hear to kerlis, shinam makarim the mitzvah, you didn't hear the shofar. Aye, they were marach, they blew a little bit longer. That's only the end of the tkiyah. Mastam, there wasn't a shir to hear just the end. The end of the tkiyah, not makarim the mitzvah. So back to the kasha, how come they blew the chatzaitz rois? Bishas the shofar, you don't have a mitzvah. The Torah says like this. Elatay like this. Elatati koli michad gavra le mishtamoy. From one person you can't hear two different kolos. Of a mitrei gavra mishtamoy. From two different people then you could hear it. It's Rashi, michad gavra means dumi dezach v'sham. That's what it means. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one person would say two words at the same time, it's not possible to say it. It's not possible to hear such a voice. Or about tell you, if two different people say things, since one has a higher pitch, one has a lower pitch, it's possible to hear both of them. It's possible to hear two. Here also, you can hear the chatzaitzres and again the shofar, you can hear both together. That's why in kind of the mitzvah it's called, you heard the whole shofar. For the Gemara, if that's true, or mitrei gavri mimishtamoi, can you hear the voice from two different people? For a time you would learn like this. The Torah, when you come to learn the Torah, echad kairo v'echad matargam. One person says the Kriya, one person lays the Torah, the Echo Matagam, one person interprets the Torah. Ovovado, Shaloi, Heshnayim, Kurim, Hoshnayim Matagam. You can't have two people at the same time reading it, and you can't have two people explaining it at the same time. You see, two people laying the same Torah at the same time is no good, because you can't hear two people's voice. So, Kurat Akash, here is two different people laying. Why don't we say one has a higher pitch, one has a lower pitch? You can hear both people laying. Mash me even for two different people, also you can't hear it. So the answer is like this. It's true. A regular one not. But over here by Shofar it's different. Holaidam your Shofar is doime elu l'sefer. To the Sefer that in. That by Halel of a Megillah. Mashenker by Kriyas Halel. Or by Mikri Megillah. Afilu asara koren. Even if you have 10 people laying the Megillah together. Or 10 people saying Halel together. They can still be Meitzi the Rabbim. The other people that hear it, it's still called you hear the Megillah, you hear the Shofar. You hear the Megillah, you hear the Halel. Why? Because Kibon the Chaviv, Yoyev Daite, since it's something special, on Purim, how many times you lay in the Megillah, it's something special. Halal comes at special times only, something that's very special, then we say you could put your mind to it, and you could hear even for two different people. So now we're thinking by the Shofar also. Since the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is very Chaviv, something special, even though there are two voices at the same time, there's the Shofar, and there's the Chatzaitzreis, but since it's Yoyev Chaviv, it's Yoyev Daitai, you could hear both things. It wouldn't be hard to understand both of them. Yes. Daitai. So we'll say, Alma, Kivan the Chaviv, Yoyev Daitai, Sochinam here also. Kivan the Chaviv, Yoyev Daitai. Since you, it's Choshev, it's dear to you, the Tchia Shefer, you put your mind to it, you'll be able to hear it. For sure, you'll be able to hear it. It's the Morris, if so, El Alom Amarach B'Shefer, now that you're telling me, even while they're blowing the chatzaitzreis, you could still hear the shofar, and you're kind of the mitzvah, shmiyas kol shofar, so why do they have to be marach in the shofar? Why do you have to extend the blowing of the shofar longer than the chatzaitzreis? You already ate to the mitzvah at the beginning of the tkiyah. And the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says, shemitzvah sayayim b'shofar. Since today the mitzvah is blowing the shofar, we want to like emphasize the shofar. That's why we let the shofar blow more than the chatzaitzreis. By the tainis and a tainis b'shel tcharim. Then the shofar was made out of a ram shofar, kfufim bent over one. Or piv mitzufa kesef. Here they only coated it on the outside with silver. So the Gemara, Maishin Osam deserve, how come before the Rosh Hashanah they coated it with gold? Maishin Ocha, the Kesef, here they did it with silver. And the Gemara, boy, your favorite one teretz is called Kinufa the Kesefu. On a tiny says, then you're bringing everybody together. When you have a gathering of people together, it's always done with Kesef. You see, the Pasuk says, Asay Lecho Shtecha Tzoytzmes Kesef. The Chatzoytzmes purpose was to gather the people together, so blow it with a silver trumpet. You see, silver they use to gather people together. Here also, when a Tainus was gathering people together, they covered it with a silver. The boy said, another Torah is like this. HaTorah Chosam Amoyna Shai Yisrael. The Torah had Rachmanis on us not to spend so much money. But since the Tainus is often throughout the year, you have a lot of Tainusim, if every time you have to code the shirt with gold, it costs a lot of money. So here, Torah gave a lenience, you only have to use silver. Mashenki and Mashashana, once a year, they would tell you make it from gold. Rashi says, HaTorah Chosam. They have said that the Raya from the Pesach by Negoyin. It says, V'tzivu HaKoyin, V'pinu HaSabayish, Lo Yitamo Kli Cheresh HaBetoichoy, Shein Lem Tar B'mikvah. When a HaKoyin sees there's a Negro in the Bayis, first the HaKoyin tells you, first take everything out of the house. Before I say the Bayis is Tomei. In order not to ruin your Kli Cheresh. Because the Kli Cheresh, once it becomes Tomei, you can't be tabled it, you'll have to break it. So Torah Rachmonis, don't waste your money. To see the Torah is mocked, we shouldn't waste our money. Therefore, as Indian on Tainish, you only have to make it out of silver, not out of gold. So the Gemara of Saul was some Nami never the Kesef. If so, in Rosh Hashanah also then only coated with gold. Like an Indian to make it nice, it's a Chef Tashah Mitzvah. Make it look nice, but the Chur should be enough silver, not gold. And the Gemara, Fidel Wachi, covered Yom Tov Odis. On Rosh Hashanah, covered Yom Tov, there it's better. There it's Kedai to make the Shaifa look nice, to coat it with gold. Kopar of the Beis HaMikdash, it was this way. You used to coat it with gold in the Beis HaMikdash. Rapapa Bar Shmuel, Sova Lemevet Ubzikamas Nisim. They want to do like our Mishnah says. Rashi Bechatzis was a shofar. In their shul on Rosh Hashanah, they wanted to have two trumpets there. They'll have two trumpets blowing along with the shofar. They want to do in their shul the way it says in our Mishnah. Omale Rabbi, Rabbi said back to them, Layamur Nela B'Migdash. That's what the Mishnah says, the mitzvah used to Chatzis with the shofar, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Special for the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Indian to use the Chatzis on Rosh Hashanah like we, Lemaisa, we don't have Chatzis.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
What's the Tanya Namiyochi? I'll bring you a proof like this also. Tanya Namiyochi. Vameh Devorma Amurim. When is the Lacha said that you're supposed to use Chatzitzrois with the Shofar the Migdash? Only does Mami have the base of Migdash. I have a big woman outside the base of Migdash in Yerushalayim outside. Mokam Shesh Chatzitzrois and Shofar. It means on a tainus in you must use the chatzitzrois. When they blew the chatzitzrois on a tainus together, gathered everybody together, they did not use the shofar. Mokum shiyei shofar, mashenker and mashashana. When the mitzvahs use the shofar, then enech nami ain't chatzitzrois. There's no inyus to use the chatzitzrois. We don't use two together. V'chein hinig rabbi chalavta b'tipor. Same thing also, Rashi says v'chein hinig, mitzkimishnaseinu, shofar v'chatzitzrois. Hey, so the Chalav held not like this. He held, you're allowed to use Chatzaitzrus in Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. So he made a minig in Tzipori to use Chatzaitzrus and the Shofar. So the Chananya ben Shragim the Sichni. The same thing. In his place, Sichni also used both things. He used the Chatzaitzrus also. Uke Shabbat Dov Reitz HaChomen. But when the Chom heard what was going on, Amrullah, they said back to them, no. Amrullah, Hayunogin Amru, Lay Hayunogin Kane, Ela Besharim Mizrach of Harabais Bavad. They only did this thing in the Beis HaMikdash by the Shar Mizrach. That's the place where they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they use the Chatzitzrois. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, you don't use the Chatzitzrois. Rashi says, V'chein hinig, k'mishnas is, the Shar Mizrach of Arabayis, chod imilsi. It's one thing. It's the Shar Mizrach of Arabayis. On the Arabayis in the Beis HaMikdash, on Shar Mizrach. That's where they blow the shofar. V'yesherim sensei means the Shar Mizrach Be'ezeth Noshim. It means the Shar Mizrach in the Ezeth Noshim, that's where they blew the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So there is a mitzvah to use the chatzitzrus also, but only in the Beis HaMikdash, not outside. Omar Rava, the Temer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mikra, where's the pasuk to say the chal, you should use the chatzitzrus even in the Beis HaMikdash? Therefore the pasuk says, the chatzitzrus v'kol shofar, horiyah lefnei ha-melech Hashem. So the darshan lefnei ha-melech Hashem, who did be the chatzitzrus v'kol shofar? Only in the Beis HaMikdash, that's called lefnei ha-melech Hashem. Then you're supposed to have Chatzitzrus Vikel Shofar. I will be Al Maloi, but when you're not Lefnei HaMelech Hashem, you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have to have the chatzesris and the kol shofar. Then it's enough just to have the kol shofar alone without the chatzesris. But then the Mishnah says, shofar ha-yayv le-rosh Hashanah, le-tki le-brach. The end of the Mishnah says that Yehuda holds that Yovel, you understand the Mishnah says. The end of the Mishnah says that Shavah Yovel Rosh Hashanah, the Tki of the Brachas, that Yovel are the same halacha like Rosh Hashanah. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Kemar Matzlin and Idna, Zeha Yom Tchilas Masecha, Zikoron Le Yom Rishon. On Rosh Hashanah we say this Tchila. We say Zeha Yom Tchilas Masecha, Tzvei Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the creation of the world. The currently Rishon, it's remembrance of the first day of the world. The Chura command Kriyab Lezer. The Chura, we only say that the Koran Kriyab Lezer Shita. The Yom Rab Lezer holds, Petishre Nivra Olam. The world was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world started, Chos Hei Delul started, and on Rosh Hashanah, that was the Briyas of Adam Rishon. That's called Tchilas Masecha. So on Tishre, that was the beginning of the Briyas Olam. Therefore, we say this Pasuk. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds the world was created in Nisan, and Echnam, we don't say this Pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. Moser Ravina. Ravina has a kashif, so the Mishnah says, Shava Yehuda the Rosh Hashanah with Kiyul HaBrachas. That the same Brachas we say in Rosh Hashanah, we also say in Yom Kippur on Yehuda. I believe because there are Yom Chilas Masecha, the Kolem of Yom Rishon. We have this Pasuk that we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah Isam, over Yehuda Lester, the Churi can't say this Pasuk on Yom Kippur of Yehuda. The Churi today, Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei, is not called Rishon. It's not called the Kolem of Yom Rishon. It's not the Yom Rishon. If you tell me now that we only say this Pasuk of the Kolem of Yom Rishon according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that if Mamish means today is the beginning of the Briyas Olam, so on Yom you can't say it then. And the Gemara in Echanani, Ki Katani Ashara, that's if we say all the Brachas are equal, it's not, that's what it says are equal, Yom and Rosh Hashanah, Kolem of the other Alochis. Not an Alocha of Brachas, in Echanani. So Brachas Taka, they're not Shava. Brachas, they have different Brachas. That's what it says, the Shavah may mean the other brachas, but also means the other things, the Shofar is Shavah. But all the brachas are not Shavah. That's one shot. Rav Shishi Greid Rav Idi Mas Nochi. He learned this halacha like this. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Hold it now, not that we learned, Shavah HaYovel Rosh Hashanah and Tki and the brachas, that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel has exact same halacha for Tki and for the brachas, is the Chur command, who is that go like? The Chur the like Rav Lezer. That does not go like Rav Lezer Shita. In other words, not like Rav Lezer Shita, like Tosafos really speaks out. But luckily we heard like Rav Yeshua. We know the world really was created on Nisan. If so, Thomas Akash, how do we say this Inyan on Rosh Hashanah? How do we say it's the Kolem Yom Rishon? Well, Tosafos says, the Torah says, we say it not that it means Yom Rishon now, the Briyas Olam, but it means Yom Rishon for the Din. Today is the first day, because Noach gives us a Mishpat, gives us a Din. Today is called Yom Rishon as the Yom HaDin Shaboy. The man who comes out, good evening, comes to Yeshua. You could say it's called Yom HaDin, that's Yom Rishon. So we'll say like this, that you're telling me our mission now says that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, we both say the same brachas. So we're asking the kasha. Is command, who's this go like? The like Reb Lezer. It has to be not like Reb Lezer Shita. In other words, if according to Reb Yeshua, still we say Yom Rishon because it means Yom HaDin, then it applies in Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur also could say it's currently Yom Rishon. I mean, today is the beginning of the Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is also the Gemara of the Chsima. So since Yom Kippur is the Yom HaDin, it's possible to say it's currently Yom Rishon. But if you tell me our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that the reason why we say it's currently Yom Rishon and Rosh Hashanah, it means literally, it means really, that today the world was created. If so, how can we say it on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not called it's currently Yom Rishon. That's the question. Then Rabbi Lezer, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, Kivan, the Yom HaBetishu in Yerulam. Rav Lezer says that the world really was created on Tishrei. Or the same when we say it's the Kolem Yom Rishon, it means Mamish, today was the first day of the Briyas Olam. If so, Ikur Zeha Yom Chilas Masecha, the Kolem Yom Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah Issa, on Rosh Hashanah we say it because today was the beginning of the Briyas Olam, or the Yovel Lester, but we can't say it on Yovel. So Chura Mishnah cannot go to Kwan to Rav Lezer. And the Gemara know again, Tikatani Ashara. When the Mishnah says that the Shava, Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean for all the things. For this one bracha, you call the Yom Rishon and the Chlami, there it's not Shavah. On Rosh Hashanah you say it, on Yovel you can't say it. That's according to Rav Lezer. Then the Chlami, according to Rav Yeshua, we could say it both on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Rishon just means this is the Koran for the Yom HaDin, and the Yom HaDin, that applies to Yom Kippur also. They said, Vadi Amin Alei, Lav Mishon Briyasa Shalaylam. It's not because the world was created now. And when Mishon Tchilas Maaseh Din, Shoilam nidin berliskayim alav. Does it shaykh nam be Yom Kippur? The Yovel. That's also shaykh on Yom Kippur. It's also Yom Adin if the world would be existence or not. So the Mishnah. Shoifer shenistak. If you have a shoifer that has a crack in it. So the dovka and you glued it together. It's Rashi, the devik, shakur and glued. Some type of a glue. It's possible. It's no good. First of all, the crack is very big. So, Tosfos learns here, or Rashi says, Pasul Rashi says, they're below just two shofars. But since it has a crack in it, it looks now like two shofars. Even though you glued it back together again, a crack is worse. But Tosfos says, Pish, we couldn't just ever look at two shofars. Masha Shrek Lema, Shenizdek Lagamri, Shenizdek Lebechatichas. Masha Mamas cracked into two pieces. That's why it's absolutely, even if you glue it together, it still looks like two shofars. Shemayim Mechub Mitzarech, it ain't just two shofars. It was only cracked on one side, and you glue it together, it's not still looking like two shofars. According to that's what Rashi learns though. That's a psul now, it looks like two shofars. What about Dibuk Shivre Shofar is possible. If you put pieces of shofar, the shofar broke into pieces, and you glue it together, so it's a possible, same reason. It looks like say shofar. The broken shofar looks like pieces of shofar, that's no good. Right? Possible. Nikiv, what about if you have a hole in the shofar? Nikiv, the sosma you cross.